This is Worldviews. I'm Rebecca Cruz, and we're joined today again by Joshua. Joshua, President Obama gave his last State of the Union this week and mentioned a couple of interesting international issues, which you're very familiar with. One of them obviously being the situation with ISIS, or ISIL, as he calls them. And this week, we again experience a situation in Turkey with a bombing in Istanbul, the tourist center, and a reaction from the Turkish government. What are we to make of that?
Right. Well, Turkey was furious. You know, don't mess with Turkey, because this bombing took place at the very heart of tourism. Tourism is a $30 billion industry in Turkey.
It's killing 10 Germans, the German nationals.
10 Germans. I mean, and here are the Germans being so good to the refugees and so forth. So Turkey went on the attack. 500 different places along the border with Syria and Iraq, Turkey launched cannon fire at ISIS points. They claim to have killed 200 different members of ISIS. We don't know if that's true or not. But this puts Turkey clearly at war with ISIS and in the coalition of powers trying to 60 countries trying to fight ISIS. So that's the good news for the United States. Of course, it's very bad news for Turkey. It sends a real shudder. And it underlines once again how dangerous it is to play footsie with Islamic terrorists. We did it in Afghanistan. We got Al-Qaeda. Turkey's tried to do it in Syria, and it's come back to bite them.
So if we're talking about Turkey and we're talking about their retaliation about ISIS or against ISIS, where do the Kurds fit in here? We're also seeing perhaps some attacks being led by them. What is the situation? Kind of seems like this weird triangle of interest.
It is a triangle. And Turkey is terrified that the Kurds of Syria, the dominant political group amongst the Kurds of Syria is a PYD, which is really a branch of the PKK. This is the major Kurdish group, political group in Turkey that has been fighting a war with the central government of Turkey for the last 30 years. Over 40,000 Turks, both Kurds, mostly Kurds and Turks, have been killed in this low-grade war that's been going about. And Turkey is very worried that the Kurds could secede, taking 15% of the population. The Kurds are roughly 15, perhaps 20% of the Turkish population of 80 million. And they are a predominant group in the east of Turkey. So Turkey is very worried about a secession problem, about a terrorism problem, and they have been hounding the Kurds of Syria. So they've been using ISIS against the Kurds of Syria. So it has been a triangle. And it underlines how difficult this region is for the United States to navigate in.
Well, and obviously sitting right there on the border, this is a particularly important issue for them, and they're particularly vulnerable.
It is indeed. And you know, that's the good news, that we have another partner against ISIS. But look at Indonesia. Big bomb in Indonesia. What's going on there?
Yeah, we're just getting news this week. I guess on Thursday there was an attack, a coordinated attack, and ISIS has claimed responsibility. This is interesting because so much of our attention has focused on Iraq or Syria in terms of ISIS or some of their attacks in Western Europe. But we haven't paid a lot of attention to Indonesia, and this was a major string of attacks. And we will have to wait and see exactly what comes out of that information and, you know, what the government's response is there. But Indonesia was kind of seen as being somewhat free of ISIS involvement, haven't had a lot of recruits from the country go and try to train in the Middle East. So this is a change of events and perhaps a flexing of the muscles. But moving on from ISIS, one of the other issues that President Obama hit on was the situation with Iran. Of course, his State of the Union was on Tuesday, and just a couple hours before he spoke, 10 U.S. military members were apprehended as their boat apparently went into Iranian waters. And the president didn't say anything about this in the State of the Union, but the next day they were released. And this seems to signify a change in our relationship with Iran, or a positive step for diplomacy.
Certainly, Secretary Kerry is spinning it that way, saying, look, if this had happened a year ago, we would never have gotten their release in 24 hours. And that there's a constant dialogue. Things are going better. Of course, it also comes at the same time that Iran is destroying one of their major refining plants. And the treaty is really getting some teeth. And it looks like good news. So hopefully we're not going to see the end of Iran. Iran is flexing its muscles in the Persian Gulf. Iran wants to be the major power in the Persian Gulf, and that's going to cause friction between the United States and Iran in the years to come.
Well, lots of news, as always, coming out of the Middle East. Perhaps the situation with Iran is a positive news, and we'll wait and see what develops there. Thank you, as always, Joshua.
Always a pleasure.